I'm here with Graham Sharp, Chair of the Accounts Commission, to talk about a new report on Fife Council. Graham, can you start by telling us briefly what this report is about?
Yes, this is the latest of our best value assurance reports, which look at how effectively councils are managing changes in service, involving the public in decisions, ensuring enough skills and time to deliver clear priorities, and providing good information so the public can gauge improvement. This particular report charts the progress made by Fife Council. We found that, overall, Fife Council continues to improve. Since its previous largely positive best value audit in 2009, the Council has improved further and made some major changes to the way services are delivered. This has improved service quality and saved money. It has the building blocks for best value, a clear strategic direction, and has focused its priorities and investment on areas of underperformance. There's a strong commitment from councillors and staff to realise change and improvements, but the council does face some significant challenges.
What are these challenges, and how is the council prepared to manage them?
Fife Council faces a budget gap of £43 million over the next 3 years, while also providing services to an increasing and predominantly ageing population, which will impact on council services. The Accounts Commission highlights that one of the most significant challenges facing Fife Council is the varied level of inequality across the area. That is, there is variation in outcomes for citizens across Fife. The council should continue to reduce inequalities, for example, by improving its performance on targets to rehouse people who are homeless and reduce the number of households that are fuel poor. Some major changes to the way services are delivered have already been made, which we're pleased to see. Councillors and council employees are working well together, finding ways to make savings and developing alternative ways to deliver services. In some aspects of education, for example, there have been improved outcomes for pupils from the most deprived areas, and the council's investment in their new social work strategy is already having a clear impact. The Accounts Commission particularly welcomes that the council delivered on its commitment to build 2,700 affordable homes in partnership with Fife Housing Association Alliance. Other changes include rationalising the number of council offices and depots and introducing a new care at home digital scheduling system. Substantial financial challenges are already affecting the Fife Health and Social Care Partnership. Changes to the way it provides services are required urgently. These issues aren't necessarily unique to Fife, but the council must work with relevant partners to bring about the changes needed.
What would you like to see happen next?
We are reassured by the council's continual improvements, making an impact on reducing costs, transforming the delivery of key services, and demonstrating strong partnership working. That said, Fife Council does face some significant challenges which we shouldn't lose sight of. We'll maintain our interest in the progress of the council against our recommendations and track it through the annual audit process.
Thank you, Graham. And you can download and read the full report at audit-scotland.gov.uk.